Hey, shh, get in here. Shut up. Sorry, I mean, don't be loud. Just come with me. It doesn't matter. My father nearly caught you. I don't know if he saw you come up. Why did you come up to the house? I told you. My father would be so angry if he knew the person I was visiting was you. It doesn't matter. This time, next time, 100 times from now, he can never see you. Because he doesn't understand, he'll think you're dangerous. Here. My father doesn't come to this room often. If anyone asks, you're a tutor for my dog. It's not that unbelievable. My dog has had tutors before. Here, sit down. We can have drinks here tonight instead. It's our tradition, right? Once a week, we have drinks. It's not like it has to be at your bar. No, it's not okay, really. Life has been chaotic. I'm sorry. I love visiting you. I've learned so much about life outside this place. But every time, Daddy gets more and more strict with me. I think he's suspecting that I've met someone. Not like met someone. I'm not implying you and me are like... Never mind. But it is a big problem if I'm friends with someone outside of our circle. I should be spending my time building relationships with people who can help Daddy's business. Well, 'cause it'll be my business one day. What do you mean? How do you know who I can and can't trust? Well, I've always known that's a problem. You build your circle of business partners, yes. You befriend them too. If your business fails, you lose your friends, but that's part of the risk. If that means you can't trust your friends, I guess that's how it is. But that's always how it is, isn't it? If you lost your wealth, why would someone stay your friend? It doesn't help them. Friends no matter what? Why would something like that exist? I don't really understand what you're saying, but it sounds dangerous. That's a verbal contract, isn't it? That sort of commitment? That's bad without a lawyer present. You still talk like you know a lot. You act like you've got the answers, and your way is definitely the right way of doing things. Hey, have you ever stopped to think, maybe there's more than just one way here? Whatever way my dad's been using, it's worked to get him where he is. He's got a huge house, money. Of course he's happy. Why wouldn't he be? I don't get you. And I kind of hate it. Well, you're handsome. And you always get this look on your face like you know what's right. Alright, well, let me ask you something then. How many times have you gotten your heart hurt? Not smiling anymore. Maybe that was a bit cruel, and I don't mean to be, but see it from my perspective. If you treat everything like it's a business, you don't take anything personally. When you don't take anything personally, nobody can get you where it hurts. You never have to suffer the way other people do. like the people on TV. What could be so good that it's worth suffering like that? Can I be honest with you? I don't really believe that stuff like that exists. Crushes and that sort of thing. My friends, well, they were my friends. They used to talk about boys a lot. And this weird feeling in their stomachs, like butterflies. I don't believe it. I think it's... What did you just... No! Don't apologize. My stomach just... It did a circle. I'm confused, but I... Come back. Just let me see. I'm just so confused. I think I just fell in love with you. Why are you laughing? But my stomach, it did the thing. Then is it a crush? Then why did it flip? You don't know what you're talking about again. It's gotta be at least a crush. Which would be really, really bad, obviously. I hope you're proud of yourself. You certainly look like you are. I didn't ask you before, but what exactly do you want? You've been hanging around me all the time, but you pay for my drinks and you never really asked for anything. What are you trying to get? Why do you have to think about it? You're definitely going out of your way for me. The more I get to know you, the less I understand you. It's not everyone out there, away from my neighborhood. Not everyone acts like you do. But why would you feel bad for me? I have way more than... I guess I don't know what life is like for people like you, no. But I don't really care to. Just because I sneak out doesn't mean I want to live like you. I just... Look, it doesn't matter. What's fun is fun. I'm curious. And it's fun to drink with you and explore. So, that's all there is to it. But just because you teach me what it's like out there doesn't mean I want to live like that. I'm comfortable here. Stop trying to convince me otherwise. Right now, where I am, I'm leading the perfect life. Things are easy. Well, you don't have to be convinced. It doesn't matter to me. Oh, and you know, you should be a little more careful if you want to pull a stunt like that kiss earlier. See up there? Security camera. They're all over. My dad keeps them around to watch over the property, but no one pays attention to the footage. It's more for show. Really, don't worry. I get away with a lot of things my father wouldn't approve of, on camera or not. I go out on my balcony sometimes. Well, more than sometimes. No, I'm not supposed to be where people can see me. It's dangerous. That's it. You really, really need to stop talking like you know everything. You act like the way my family lives is bad. And it probably is from your eyes, but you can't see how everything is bad or good just from your own eyes. That's one perspective. You think it's bad that my father hides me away. But do you realize how much he puts out on the line every time I'm out? You see one little aspect of my life. It's not attractive when someone pretends to have all the answers, you know? The only way they can pull it off is if they actually do. And do you really think you can know every part of my life just from what you've seen so far? I've seen horrible things happen to people. It's the butler serving you coffee every morning. Or the math tutor that was helping you memorize that stupid formula. And now they're gone. My father's fault for firing them? You're seriously so sheltered. I don't see how that's ironic at all. I don't mean fired. I mean gone. Like, gone. Not on the earth anymore. It's never a pleasant story either. The mafia. They do horrible things to people. And I know they do it to me too. My father knows it. It's the most frustrating feeling in the world. I want to tell you everything to explain why my father has to be careful with me. But explaining it all would put me in even more danger. So, back to your idea of trust. How can I trust you at all? If your idea of friendship is based off of just 'cause, some temporary emotion that tells you you find them interesting. That is so much more fragile than anything business related. It doesn't matter if you get along or not. In business, at least if you're powerful, people won't abandon you so easily. Well, I guess that's a good point then. Is it worse to be targeted by the mafia or ignored completely? Right now, I don't even know who you are. You came up to me in the bar when we met and you offered me a lot of help. You could be one of them too. The mafia. I'm sorry. I get so freaked out sometimes. When we talk about this sort of thing, I can trust a lot of the people here, but outside I don't know. Then prove it to me. If we're gonna have a friendship that's not based on money and not be fragile, you're gonna have to show me something like that even exists. Promise me you'll be someone I can trust.